Earlier today, Israeli forces demolished a Palestinian border police outpost in the Gaza Strip. Just hours before, Palestinians had fired mortars at a Jewish settlement and an Israeli army post in Gaza. A Palestinian mortar attack on Israeli territory Monday night prompted a fierce response from Israel. The Israelis launched air and naval strikes and briefly occupied a section of Gaza Israel had ceded to the Palestinians. This morning on CNN, Israel's foreign minister Shimon Peres explained that incursion.
This was an increase in the degree of violence and terror, and we have had to warn the Palestinians that it will carry a price. So this entrance was a sort of a warning to tell them, please stop it.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden is in Gaza. After the incursion into Palestinian-controlled territory yesterday, the Israelis said they would pull out. Have they pulled out?
Yes, they do seem to have pulled out. I was just at the site where yesterday it was incredibly tense, and down the road you could see one of the Israeli tanks kind of hidden in camouflage netting. Today that very site is now like a little mini liberated territory. They've planted a Palestinian flag, and Palestinians are now rifling through basically a field of demolition. There were some chicken coops and houses that have been completely destroyed and churned up. There was also a mosque on this site. There were people climbing up into a pile of concrete and pulling out Korans. So it does seem that Israel has completely left this area. They clearly spent the day yesterday bulldozing acres of orange groves around this chicken coop area, where they say that Palestinian militants have been hiding among these groves and launching mortars at Jewish settlements and sometimes outside the Gaza Strip onto Israeli towns.
Secretary of State Colin Powell called Israel's response to Monday night's mortar attack excessive and disproportionate. Do Israelis see the withdrawal as a response to that rebuke?
Well, they're trying very hard to make it seem like it was not a response. It was interesting, yesterday an Israeli military commander was saying that the reoccupation here was indefinite. They could stay for months. They had come to make sure there were no more mortar attacks, and they wouldn't leave till they'd restored calm. And then suddenly, very soon after the U.S. Very sharp rebuke, the military announced it was pulling out. Now, an Israeli military communique today says, in fact, they had planned to pull out by nightfall anyway, and there was no relation to the U.S. statement. But the newspapers are also carrying all sorts of quibbling from unnamed senior commanders who say that, in fact, they had planned to stay at least a week and probably longer, and how could this happen? And there was much confusion and surprise. And one headline said the quick escape during the night was shameful.
And the Palestinians, are they pleased with Secretary Powell's remarks?
In a way, yes, of course, they're very pleased and surprised. It was a rare, harsh rebuke of Israel that Palestinians say they do not hear very often from the U.S. government. And they were very pleased at this and did believe this is why Israel pulled out, because of the U.S. statement. On the other hand, this just confirms for a lot of Palestinians their deep belief that the United States has a profound influence on events here. One man said, fine, they told them to pull out now, but they can give a green light for them to come back in. So while Palestinians are pleased that the U.S. exerted influence last night, they also still blame the U.S. very much for supporting Israel during the past 7 months of violence against Palestinians.
There have been months of violence. Does the mortar attack on Israeli territory mark a new phase in the conflict?
Yes, I think very much it was a big turning point. It was the most blatant incursion into land that Israel had given over to supposedly full Palestinian control as part of the Oslo peace process. On the other hand, it is also seen as part of a creeping policy. Several times in the past few months, Israel's army has made incursions into Palestinian territory. They have gone into refugee camps and demolished homes and orchards, they say militants use as cover. And the Israel's army maintains the right to do this again for their own security. So I think that many Palestinians don't think that Israel will hesitate to come in again. Maybe they just won't spend the night as they did before.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Gaza.